Welcome to another segment of the Agricultural Market Viewpoint. This is a podcast where we reflect on various themes influencing the agricultural economy here at home in South Africa and beyond our borders. Folks, this week I want to talk about sentiments in South Africa's agricultural sector. Because the story of sentiments is important because it does, to a certain extent, influence people's decisions to invest and in the long run, growth of any sector of the economy. And we've seen that in a general economic environment in South Africa, businesses have been downbeat for a while. And this is mirrored through what we call the BER RMB Business Confidence Index that is released quarterly. It has been telling us that on a general business environment, there's been a downbeat mood across the South African economy. But of course, agriculture has been a somewhat of an anomaly from that, even on a growth perspective, because we are a sector, if one thinks back, even in the COVID years, that was not locked down. We're able to operate as one of the essential sectors of the economy. And we've also received good rainfall over the past three seasons. And all of this has helped to ensure that production in South African agriculture at a primary level is going well. And all of those gains also benefits those that are in the value chain, and the agribusinesses have also seen better operational conditions than what perhaps maybe you would see in other sectors of the economy, such as construction and the others. And the sentiments has also been different in South Africa's agriculture from what we see in a broader macroeconomic environment. For example, if you think back from the third quarter of 2020 all the way to the third quarter of 2022, South Africa's agribusinesses were upbeat about business conditions in the sector, while many of the sectors of the economy had remained downbeat, as the point that I had mentioned earlier. And then one can ask themselves to say, what was it? What was it that was making farmers and agribusinesses to be upbeat? And it is exactly the point that I was mentioning, to say, look, we had good operating environment supported by favorable rains, but also the regulatory environment was favorable to the sector. And all of this was causing people to remain fairly downbeat about what they were seeing in their businesses. And in the agricultural sector, we measure sentiment by what we call the AgBiz IDC Agribusiness Confidence Index. This is an index that is compiled by us at the Agricultural Business Chamber, supported by our friends at the Industrial Development Corporation of South Africa. And how we do it is on a quarterly basis, just similarly to what I had alluded to say it's the RMB BER business confidence. It's measured on a quarterly basis. We also measure sentiments on a quarterly basis. And we have a composite index that has sub-indices, about 10 of them, where we ask agribusiness leaders and large farming entity leaders a particular set of questions. And these includes variables like the turnover, net operating income, market share of those businesses, employment conditions, capital investments, general agricultural environment, volumes of exports. Those are just some of the questions that we ask them to say, hey, how is your environment this time around compared to the previous quarter and compared to the same period last year? And we also ask them what they expect in the next 6 months around this set of questions. And what we've been receiving for that period of the third quarter of 2020 all the way to the third quarter of 2022 was really some exuberant answers onto that. For example, this index, this Agribusiness Confidence Index, is measured from 0 up to 100. And we have what we call the neutral point mark at 50, which basically says that when these numbers or these confidence or sentiments begin to drop below 50 point, then you have to start getting worried to say, okay, people are becoming a bit downbeat. But if it's above 50, even if it's somewhat declining or remaining sideways, those are still the comfortable levels, because it signals that people still have some bit of optimism about business conditions in South Africa's agricultural sector. And what we've been seeing since about the last quarter of 2022, coming into the first quarter of this year, was the change in the sentiment. For example, after it had dropped by 4 points in the last quarter of 2022. The agribusiness confidence index deteriorated further in the first quarter of this year by 5 points to about 44 points. Now, it is below that 50 mark point, which basically means that the agribusiness role players and the major farmers are somewhat downbeat about business conditions in South Africa at this point. And of course, this is the composite index mirroring the sentiments that we are reading in those sub-indices that I've mentioned. Now, if you were to look at those sub-indices today and say, how many of those have actually contributed to this downbeat mood that I'm talking about? About 6 of those declined in the first quarter. And of course, I'm excluding what we call the debt provision for bad debt, as well as the financing cost on that, and just looking at some that include turnovers, market share, employment, capital investment, general economic conditions, general agribusiness conditions. If you were to ask sentiments about that, most of them are pretty much declined and showing, again, this worrying environment that we are in at this point. But that's not sufficient, of course, if you want to understand on what's going on here. The question then you ask yourself is to say, what is it? What are these agribusinesses and major farmers saying that is an issue of that is causing a change in sentiment in them? And if I were to summarize that, I would say the first one that I see coming up across is the story of the persistent load shedding, where everyone is very worried about this, that it's making their operational environment very difficult. And I've made the point in some of the previous podcasts that South Africa, if you look at the farming income, particularly on crops, about a third of it is really generated from those farms that are heavily irrigated. I mean, our 100% of our fruit and vegetables is irrigated. Half of our wheat, when it's in season, it's irrigated. 20% of our maize in South Africa, it's irrigated. 15% of our soybeans, and I could go on for another crops. And even within the livestock, if you're running a dairy industry, you need persistent, you need consistent supply of electricity on a poultry, piggery, meat. So those are some of those areas. But of course, there are interventions now that are being made by the National Task Team of Energy that is falls under the Department of Agriculture. There is a sectorial one that is there, and we are part of that. It's making a whole range of interventions, which include energy curtailment options. And of course, the diesel rebate announced by the finance minister is one of those. So there's something that is happening to address that. But the point is that the agribusinesses and the farmers are still worrying about load shedding, and is contributing to this decline in sentiment. The other issue that our folks are worried about is higher input costs. By higher input costs, we're referring here to higher fuel prices, fertilizer prices, agrochemicals prices, and all of these are issues that also have a global exposure, because as South Africa, we import about 80% of our 2 million annual usage of fertilizer. We import 98% of our agrochemicals, we import our fuel. So all of these have been increasing at a global level, even though in the past few months we've seen fertilizer and the fuel prices coming off. But if you take the current levels and you compare them with 2019, you will see that we actually still sitting in difficult environment, and agribusinesses are complaining about this and farmers. There's also the story of rising protectionism. South Africa, as I've said repeatedly in this podcast, that we are an export-oriented agricultural sector, exporting about half of what we produce. And last year, we've seen a tremendous growth in our exports. I mean, in value terms, it was a record $12.8 billion, up 4% from the previous year. But there is this growing protectionism. If you think about the EU, where they giving us all kinds of problems with our citrus exports. In China, we repeatedly experience difficulties there. So there is a need for us to work on widening our export markets while retaining the existing ones by making sure we maintain good relations with the EU, African continent, Asia, and all of these important markets. The other issue that agribusinesses are complaining about is animal diseases. And this is a major issue globally. In South Africa, for example, in 2022, we had the largest spread of what we call the foot and mouth diseases in the history of this country in about 6 of our 9 provinces. Now, this influence negatively affects the cattle industry. but it has implications in other industries. Wool industry is one of those which had been banned for exports in China for a certain period because of the outbreak of foot and mouth disease, which was not even in sheep, but it was in cattle. But it's something that agribusinesses are worried about, and they want the government to assist on making sure that the issue is resolved and contained. And there is some work that is beginning to be behind that. Rising interest rates is one of the other things that they worried about, and it's understandable because South Africa's farming sector is actually heavily indebted. I mean, when you think about the farm debt in South Africa, it's probably just over 200 billion rand. So with the rising interest rates and the debt servicing costs is something that farmers are worrying about. And of course, geopolitics and the disruptions in supply chains is one of those things. But most importantly, the thing that gets repeatedly mentioned is the weaknesses in municipality service delivery and the network industries in South Africa. These are issues that worried a lot of these colleagues that we interview and try to assess how they feel about the business conditions in South Africa's agricultural sector. Now, if these concerns are not addressed and sentiment remain depressed, what we've seen in the data historically is that this sentiment indicator typically leads the fixed investment in South Africa's agriculture, but it also tells us a lot about the growth. You can almost see it as a lead indicator for investment and a lead indicator for growth. And if it is depressed for a long period, then you could see growth slowing, you could see investment slowing. Right now, it's below that neutral point of 50, which is a desired point to be above that, not below that, for about two consecutive quarters. Now, the change in sentiment, of course, will depend about addressing some of these things that the farmers and the agribusinesses are pointing out as the major headache to them. And if we were to address them effectively, and I think then we'll be able to attain the long-term growth that we all desire, and we want to ensure that this important sector of the economy contributes to job creation and contributes to revitalizing the rural economies. And this is a thing that I think the lawmakers and many other role players in agriculture have to pay attention to. And of course, the second quarter results of this will be done later, somewhere around about June. That's where we do the survey and we release the results. But I thought this week I should take time to highlight the importance of sentiments and the aspects that are driving the sentiments to this downbeat mood that we're seeing in a sector, as well as the dangers of that for investments, as well as long-term growth and employment in the sector. So this is something that we need to pay attention to, the sentiments in various sectors of our economy. Let me stop there, folks. My name is Wandile Sihlobo. I am an agricultural economist based in Pretoria. You can read more about some of the things that I write in my blog. I'll put the link in the description of this podcast. It's wandilesihlobo.com, or the organization that I work for, the Agricultural Business Chamber of South Africa. And this sentiments indicator that I explained, it's available in the Agribusiness Chamber of South Africa's website, and all of the data. You can read the statement, you can look at the data and get a sense of what it's saying and what the historical trend has been. Thanks for listening.